looking out at the devastation.
Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is above it and over it all. And, you know, even as the world continues to go into a state of upheaval, as the wave of light continues to grow and to first pull back and to reveal things. You know, here's the thing. When God gave us the vision of what is on the horizon and what is we're already in the start of and in the middle of, you've got to realize something too, that in a lot of the ways where things are revealed in the Spirit, you can have something laid out that could cover the span in human senses for thousands of years, even in just a moment, in a flash. You know, when angels communicate, you know, in the ways that things happen, so much gets communicated in just in an instant. You know, there's some sayings out there too that just even when an angel would hear a voice of a person and they could tell everything about a person just by hearing that person speak a few words, just because in their voice was communicated so much about who that person was, what they were about, everything that's in them. And I mean, that's why even when scriptures talk about visions of Christ and who He was and who He is and who He always will be, and in the realm of the Spirit, how they hear this voice that sounds like the rushing of many waters. I mean, my gosh. So, you know, for us, the children of God, as we move forward, when God revealed certain things to us, and if you've been tracking with us here at Faith Mix over the years, you're ahead of the game. You are on track. You know where we are. You know, I mean, of course, not everything, but you've got a good inclination. You've been given a good heads up, and you know to look to the Father. You know how now to live in this time, because God has been quickening you and feeding you and working through us in this process, even as you've been looking to Him for yourself and He's been speaking to you in your own lives as well. And He uses us as a little marker along the way to help you know that you are on track and help you know that you are moving in that right direction as you are trusting Him and as you are looking to the author and the finisher of your faith and my faith and our faith, the one that began a good work in you that carries it on to completion, began a good work in me and carries it on to completion. So now, even in that revelation of the wave, well, one thing that happens with a wave is as it draws, as it gets closer to the shoreline. Now, a wave is energy. A wave is power. A wave is, as it moves in, the crest of the wave, there's the crest and there's the trough and there's these different aspects of what a wave is. But as it moves closer, one thing that happens is it pulls back the water that's there, because the energy is being pulled up into what will eventually be that top of the wave and into the body of the wave. So if you ever look at like something like a tsunami, well, one thing that happens, if you just go online and look at YouTubes and whatever, that when that wave is coming in, one of the things that happens prior to a tsunami coming in is all of the water recedes. It all gets pulled back. And it reveals what's underneath the surface. So a lot of times, if people aren't familiar with what a tsunami is, and they just all of a sudden see the sea pull back, and it'll pull back for a while. It'll pull back for, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes sometimes before the water comes back in. Because it's a huge, huge surge when it comes in. But as it pulls back and people all of a sudden see the landscape revealed, they see things revealed that they didn't know were there before. You know, and like when the tsunami hit Sri Lanka in December 26, 2004, And people were going out, you know, as the water was drawing back, because it hit the coast, you know, started drawing back at, you know, I think around 8:40 or so in the morning, and it didn't come back in until a little bit after 9, like 9:10. But as people saw the water drawing back, and all of a sudden, you know, there was all kinds of things on the seafloor that were revealed, and the people that didn't know started walking out even onto the seafloor where the water was, and they started picking up, you know, sea life that was there and things that they saw that were interesting. And they didn't know that the wave was coming because they had no experience with it. Meanwhile, the people that knew, they moved to higher ground and they tried to warn other people, and they got out of harm's way. But the key right now, and the key for our discussion today, and the piece that you need to know right now, is that one of the first pieces, one of the first indicators as well, is that pulling back, is that revealing, is that uncovering. And that, my friends, is what is happening and has been happening right now, is that the veil is being lifted, that things are being revealed and exposed on so many different scales, so many different levels. Things are being revealed and shown that have never been known before. If you're studying and you're watching political spheres, well, things are being revealed now that have never been known before about the backroom deals and the backroom channels of how decisions and kingmakers have been working over thousands of years, you know, and definitely decades in the particular countries that we live in right now, even existing people that have just been making those deals. That's being revealed. That's being exposed. You're seeing how the controlled media works and controls people's minds and their thinking, and they're being exposed too. You're seeing how businesses work and how they're being exposed. All those things, what's happening now in that first stage is the revelation of what has been going on and what's been under the surface, hidden before, but now being revealed. Now, that first part before a tsunami happens, that's the time to, if you are in harm's way, to move out of harm's way. Now, for the follower of Christ, listen, for the follower of Christ, he is the rock. He is the fortress. He is our high place. He is our shelter. So the righteous, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. There you go. So now you know. The child of God has rooted and grounded themselves in the truth. They follow him. They will not follow another. That is where we are. That is where we live. That is where we exist. So as we are now already, listen. Everything's in motion, all right? Everything is already in motion. See, when the tsunami happens, when the tsunami happened, what hit Sri Lanka first started with a over 9.0 plus earthquake happened off of Indonesia's Aceh Island, and that was what went through the seafloor over the course of a couple of hours before it reached and wrapped around 70% of the coastline in Sri Lanka to cause the tsunami that took place. Now, but that, before that coastline was withdrawn, that earthquake had already taken place. That energy had already been put in motion when it was traveling at hundreds of miles an hour across the depths of the ocean floor. That shockwave is moving through. So that, listen, brothers and sisters, it's already in motion. It's already in motion. When you're seeing the manifestation of what you're seeing now, it's already in motion. No human being can stop what is in motion right now. I have to make this very clear because, listen, I know there's a lot of stuff going on out there. There's a lot of voices out there. But you are going to be responsible to guard your heart above all things, because out of it comes the issues of life. And with what is already in motion for what is going to happen and to take place, and even as the first signs are happening now, as things are being revealed and exposed, that is the indicator for you to know that this stuff is already in motion. Already happening, already, and nothing will stop it. Now, for you, the child of God, you know how you can live. And we are called to ride this out, to surf this out. You know, there were actually people that surfed the tsunami. There were. You know, we heard about some of these stories. There were some people that were further out, and there's some people that, you know, they caught it. I don't know if they were in the biggest places and some of the biggest spots, but they were able to come in a different way. Now, maybe some of that's folklore, because I didn't see any verification of that, but these are some of the things we heard about. All kinds of incredible stories. You, brother and sister, you're called to flow with God in this time. And in order to do that, you got to hear His voice. You need to be on His page. And you need to also realize that the worlders are going to freak out. As things continue to move forward, the worlders are going to freak out in the transition that takes place. Now, there's going to be a lot of things that happen and take place that are not going to be your problems to fix. God already said He's going to shake everything that can be shaken. And there's going to be those that are on the sand that are going to look to you who is on solid ground and are going to cry out to you to come and fix them. And here's the thing. If you try to go to them in their place, you are going to drown with them. But they can come to the rock where you are and they can be saved, because it's not you, but it's the rock on which you stand. And you need to make that clear to people, that you coming to them is not going to help them. Because you going to them is just going to ensure your own destruction in the midst of all that takes place. Whereas them coming to where Christ Jesus is, and it's a spiritual position, it's not a physical thing, it is a spiritual position, but them being rooted and grounded in Christ is going to be what will carry them through in this time. Now, to not do that, to not be rooted and grounded in Christ, is to be on the side of death and destruction in a time where death and destruction are going to be swallowed and destroyed and go through some incredible upheavals. All those systems are first being revealed and exposed, and then they're going to be rolled. Now, for the people that have gone the way of the world, one of the things that happens is when you go that way, you dig your own grave. The labors that you put in is unto the end of digging your own grave. So when people go the way of the world and they put themselves into that, and they here's the reason why the enemy compensates you in that system, is because your efforts, your energies, your skills, your abilities, all of those things are being used to build their world system that will destroy the lives of others, that will harvest the souls of others. So what they want and what they're doing is they're using those skills and those talents and abilities that God has given you of your free will is being used to build that world and the world system. And every piece of effort that you put in is like a shovel that is being used to scoop up one more thing of dirt, but they don't realize that they're actually digging their own graves. And the moment that your usefulness is done in that system, they shoot you in the head, figuratively and possibly literally, and then they cover you up in dirt and move on to the next one. You know, the reason that Jesus was offered all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor in Luke chapter 4 was because in that, if Jesus would have taken that offer that was given to him by Lucifer, was by the devil was that if he got his of his free will his allegiance in the realm of the spirit, whatever he gave to Jesus would have just come right back to him after Jesus' demise, because he would have died. You know, death and hell would have had a hold on him then, because he would have committed himself to, you know, what's the commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you shall serve no other God but him. That's the way. And if you go away from that, you destroy yourself. If you go away from that, you are doing hurt and harm to yourself. You are committing yourself to something that will destroy mankind and destroy you. And the enemy knew that. So that's why he said, okay, Jesus, here, you can have it all if you just bow down and worship me. Because he knew it was a legitimate offer, but for a limited time. He would give him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. But in the end, when everything was said and done, he would harvest that soul. And the soul is what has true value. Nothing in this world lasts, brothers and sisters. Nothing in this world has any eternal lasting thing. The things that have the eternal lasting power and presence is the soul. That is that pearl of great price within you that God has put in you. That thing that's in you that God has placed in you is from him. And the enemy wants that. But you have a free will decision of what happens with that. The enemy needs your free will. He needs you to willfully choose to turn that over to him. And if you don't, he's going to do everything he can to try to stifle you, try to block you, to try to thwart you. But also, too, where we're coming into right now, he's losing his grip. Because all the things that they used to do are starting to come apart. And that's why the offers of the enemy are going to increase in these days. Because this is a last-ditch effort for the enemy to try to get and harvest as many souls as possible. Because he sees things, he knows his time is short. And God is doing a work. Now you, brother and sister, a few things. One, put your shoulders back. Pick your head up. Look unto the Father, the author and the finisher of your faith, and know that he's with you. He's leading you, that he's guiding you, that he that began that good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. Know that. Trust that. Thank him. And then as you're moving forward, realize that you just need to make that truth known, but you do it through just living it. You speak the truth in everything you ask the Lord and just say, Father, what about this? Because the things are going to come your way, left, right, center. You're going to have offers. You're going to have people scrambling. You're going to have people that are going to be in real needs even. But you got to know what God is saying about them. Because if you just try to respond out of your natural thinking, you can end up getting in a lot of trouble right now. And you don't want that. What you want is to complete what God has for you. You want to finish the reason that God has you here at such a time as this. For us, we want to be like Christ when this life is over. We want to be able to be there saying, when everything's finishing up, Lord God, it is finished. I've run my race. I've finished the task. I've done it. I've done what it is that you've had for me to do while I've been here in this life. All the extra stuff, you know, listen, whether you have a great career or not, that's secondary. Whether you get married or not, that's secondary. Whether you, you know, are fulfilled in your skills, your talents, and your abilities, that's secondary. You want to walk with him, know his voice, live in communion with him, be at peace with your Creator, and let whatever else comes be an extension of that. And start moving in the power that God's put in you. That's something too. You know, ask God for the help you need to go forward. Ask God for that he would dispatch angels to help you. You know, Jesus said, if I would ask of the Father right now, you know, he'll give me 12 legions of angels to help me when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said that, you know, if he asked God, that God would do that for him. Well, the other day I was praying, I was like, well, you know, Jesus didn't ask because he said, how else though would this purpose that I've been brought here for be fulfilled? Now, he went on and went to the cross and completed his mission. But for me, the other day, I was praying. I was like, well, Lord, if Jesus, if he says they're available, Lord, I will ask for them. I will gladly ask you for those 12 legions of angels, that they be with me, that they surround me, that they go ahead of me, that they are dispatched to go with me in and through the remainder of my time in the earth to accomplish the reasons and the purposes that you have for me, to destroy the works of the devil around me, to be there on these assignments that God, that you have quickened me unto. I would ask for that. And those are there. Those are available. Brother, sister, there are angelic resources there for this time right now. Ask God for them. Ask God to send the help that you need to do the work, to fight. Stand up on your feet, put your shoulders back, pick your head up, and ask your Father. Don't let the enemy trick you with some sort of false humility. And if you've been a punching bag, don't be a punching bag anymore. You weren't meant to be a punching bag. You're a child of the living God, not a punching bag. Your son, your daughter of the King of Kings. You are spiritual royalty. Start moving in that. Nothing the world has that it can offer you is worth what it is that God has for you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what God has for those that love Him, that trust Him, that walk with Him, that know His voice, that have been called according to His purpose, and walk this thing out. Walk it out! This life is a breath. It's a vapor. We're just here for a window. Don't get stuck with this. Instead, it's an incredible adventure. And we're supposed to live it, brothers and sisters. You're supposed to live it. I'm excited. I'm excited for each and every one of you. I am grateful to God that we are in this journey and in this time together. I pray for you right now. I pray that God blesses you and strengthens you and gives you an understanding and a vision of who you are in Him. In Jesus' name right now, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray, Lord God, I pray, Lord, that you bless them. I pray that you strengthen them. I pray, Father God, that you quicken them in their spirit to know who they are in you and to live and to move in the revelation of the truth of who they are in you. And nothing else, Lord God. Let them not live under the lie, under a deception, under a false representation of the gospel, but, Lord, let them move in truth and in you. I pray strengthen each and every one of them, Lord God. Those that are sick in their body, I pray right now that you would heal them. Those that are listening right now, that you would heal them. And those that are coming to mind, even of friends and family, Lord God, that we have out there right now as people are being brought to mind of people that are listening in. We focus there and we pray in Jesus' name right now all together. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you guys. We love you. And and also too, little side note, but we know there's people that are being assigned and are to watch us these days, and there are those that are curious, and there's a bunch of new listeners too. All of you guys, listen, here's how it works. Just to save you guys some time and to save you guys some attempts to try to analyze, listen, it's pretty simple. God gives us something to say, quickens us by His Spirit. We speak it, it goes out. We see it, everything's known in the realm of the Spirit. Nothing is hidden. So don't try to play those games. Just know that God gives us a word, and He's the winning side and the winning team. And if you're listening and you're on the other side, you don't have very much time at all to get on God's page. You don't want to be on the wrong side of this thing, all right? So that's fair warning. All right. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. God bless you. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye.